You're tuned into the Lawn and Garden Hour of the Rosie on the House Show. Get expert advice on any plant, irrigation, or landscape question you have by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Thank you for spending your Saturday mornings right here at Rosie on the House. We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, and Julie Murphy's joining us with the Arizona Farm Bureau. And you know, I'm really happy that watermelons are such a good local crop. And of that 20, and I read it wrong, it's 23 million. Oh no, that's cabbage. I read it right. 20 million watermelon. We're probably about 2% of that. With the amount our kids eat in watermelon, we're probably 2% of that number.
I'm
glad it's going local.
Yes, and I'm close behind you. Our watermelon growing season here is very significant. And the melons in general, because we have a long growing season in Arizona, we can actually have two seasons, by the way, in the cantaloupe melon category. We have a spring and we have a fall season. And not every state can claim that just because of our long growing season. So we have a very significant melon season. And literally right now, as we sit in this air-conditioned studio, we have farmers out there harvesting watermelon for you and me.
And where is most of the harvest taking place?
You know, mainly in Yuma and Maricopa counties, but it's significant in several locations, also Pinal County. And as the Farm Bureau, we always break everything out by counties because that's kind of how we operate. But you'll definitely see it in the Yuma, Maricopa, and Pinal County areas.
And the stat you'd sent me on the number of growers there are, you know, like over 1,200. What is it? A grower classified? How do you get classified as a grower?
It's interesting. We actually have 20,000 in the new census, 20,000 farms and ranches here in the state of Arizona. The classification is very simple. If you can produce $1,000 worth of produce or livestock, any type of ag product, quote unquote, you're kind of pretty much a farmer.
And what time frame?
Within an annual, on an annual basis.
Okay.
So the benchmark is sort of kind of low, if you want to call it. $1,000. My backyard garden, I must confess I don't have one, but if I had a backyard garden, I could probably produce $1,000 worth of produce, depending on what I'm growing, if I'm going to serve it up in the farmers markets, things like that. So the benchmark's kind of low, but it's significant in that there's a variety just because we can be planting and growing 12 months out of the year.
With every line full, let's get right to it, starting with BJ. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, I've been actually calling you folks for the last couple of years. Really enjoy your show. Learned so much from Mr. Harper. I just have to say that first. My question is, basically, I didn't trim my lantanas, the oleanders, and Texas sage. A couple months ago, so they are really huge and it's getting hot. I just didn't know if I should trim them now or just let it go. I'm just afraid that the association is going to come after me and write a letter. I'm just going to leave it probably. I would like to leave it for a couple of months.
I'll tell you what, BJ, if they come after you, you call me, I'll write you a letter. It says it's not the proper time to prune these. And we're going to give him a pass for now. And you wait, you know, until realistically you want to prune those plants heavy in mid to late February and then not prune them again, hopefully till again about the next year in mid to late February. So unless they're really causing a safety issue, like the plant is too big and somebody can't see pulling in and out of a driveway, or you know, it's a traffic issue, or it's hanging out over a sidewalk where people can't walk down the sidewalk or something like that, I would advise you to not do any pruning on those plants. Besides, you know, they're starting to bloom or going to be blooming, you're going to just cut off all your flowers.
I've kind of counted on the freeze of winter to kind of tell me how far to trim back, but none of my lantana burned at all this year.
Right. So just pretend it froze.
It's like it's nuts. Yeah. It's crazy.
When that happens, if we just use that same timing and kind of pretend like it froze in mid to late February when the danger of the last frost is over and cut them back, you can assimilate the same effect.
Yeah.
We're going to scoot over to Peoria and bring Trevor into the conversation, new homeowner with some new landscape he wants to make sure he knows how to care for. Trevor, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Great.
So I got a really large peach tree in the backyard, and it's doing extremely well. If I let this thing die or I don't do the right thing, the missus is probably going to make me sleep outside. It's beautiful. It's probably about 15 foot tall. I mean, it's extremely large. It's really green. I read some stuff online. It's got a bunch of fruit on it already. I mean, in the hundreds, but probably about the size of golf balls. But I have really no idea where to begin with just basic watering, maybe fertilizing. Anything I need to do to kind of keep that ball rolling and not find myself in trouble, you know?
Sounds like he's got a great place to sleep outside under the tree.
Yeah,
up
exactly.
Yeah, sit out there and eat your peaches, man.
Well, peach trees, if you follow our same feeding schedule as citrus, so Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, and Labor Day. Memorial, Valentine's, Labor, okay? That's not the right order, but if you want to go by the calendar, it's Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. Okay, so fertilize them with a citrus-type fertilizer those three times a year. That'll get you great. Watering, boy, deep and slow and long waterings, probably every 5 to 7 days right now for hours, not minutes, good deep soaking, and thin those peaches. Go through and take, you know, if you let them all come on, the tree's going to get heavy and break.
We appreciate the call. Good best to you with your new peach tree, and congratulations on the new home. Brian, Ross, and Carol, all online with an open one for you at 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.